الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وخاتم النبيين حبيب قلوبنا وطبيب نفوسنا سيدنا ومولانا أبو القاسم محمد المصطفى
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين واللعنة الدائمة على أعدائهم أجمعين من حين عداوتهم إلى قيام يوم الدين أما بعد فقد قال الإمام الصادق عليه الصلاة والسلام إذا مات العبد المؤمن دخل معه في قبره ستة صور صلوات
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
This hadith of Imam Salih alayhi salam is teaching us a very significant information about the situation in our graves. And Imam alayhi salam is saying that when a mu'min servant passes away, six forms or shapes enter along with him in his grave. Basically, there are six of those great good deeds, some of those related to our belief system and some of those which are related to our actions. Combined together, these six good deeds in the form of Nurani faces and forms, Nurani forms and shapes, they enter into the qabr of the person, and each of those Nurani forms and shapes take their place. They are on one of the six sides. So that means one Nur is on top of the head, one is at the feet, one is on the right, one is on the left, one is in front of the person who is in the grave, and one is at his back. And after these forms, we do believe in our Islamic belief system and the tajassumul a'mal, our actions becomes personified in forms and shapes. We will see six of those great deeds inside the grave, but it's not related to the six only, it's not restricted to six only. In our Islamic belief system and our aqeedah, we believe that all the a'mal, we believe in tajassum al-a'mal kulliha, all the actions of the human being without exception are personified. So every a'mal that we do is in the form and is in a form and a shape, depending on the nature of the action, whether it is an action which is in sync with the hukm of Allah, then it will have, and it's done for the sake of Allah, then it will have a Nurani, a luminous shape and form, or if it is not in the obedience of Allah, in the disobedience of Allah, and in batil and falsehood, comprising of batil and falsehood, then it will be in the form of zulmat and darkness. Darkness means lack of nur. Zulmat is a negative attribute. It means deficiency and inavailability of nur is called zulmat. These six anwar are, they take their places, they are found in the grave of every mu'min, and each mu'min will be able to, this description that I'm telling you is not in the hadith, I am explaining to you. So a mu'min is able to communicate with each of these deeds. He can talk with them, they will reply back to them, they can talk with him, and these good deeds are eligible. Our Urafa say that they are eligible for the shafa'at of a mu'min. That means when we need a shafa'at and intercession for our sins to get forgiven, and we get elevated and receive certain levels of daraja in the alam al barzakh, then this kind of these deeds are ready for the shafa'at of every mu'min. On the right hand side is the salat. Salat is the mood which is very important, because we are lying down on the right hand side. As you all know, when we put the graves, the dead person inside the grave, we turn him towards the right. So the dead person is lying over his salat inside the grave throughout the duration of barzakh, which is longer than the duration of our lives in this world. We will be lying in the graves, in the qabr, for longer times as compared to our life in this dunya. So we are lying over our salat. So the nur of salat is very significant. And this goodness of a nur, or intensity of a nur, depends on the husnul niyyah of the person. The hadith says, husnul niyyate jamalus sarair. That means the nice niyat is the beauty of the batin of the person. We are talking about butun of amal, is that right? This is not exactly what we are discussing. Butun and sara'ir, the hidden realities of the actions. So salat that we perform has a batin which is created by Allah as soon as you perform the salat. Now how intense the nur of that batin is depends on the purity of the niyat. And the purity of the action. So niyat and action combined together will determine the intensity of the nur of that action. And that's our scholars say that the niyat has to be khalis and sarif. Khalis means, with the khalis term, they mean that it has to be purely for the sake of Allah, not having any worldly gains in our eyes. We are doing only for the sake of the rida and pleasure of Allah. And sarif means that we are turning our attention away from ghairullah. This is the quality of the niyat. It has to be khalis and sarif. That means purely for his sake, and turning away our attention and focus should be turned away from anyone other than Allah. So the more pure the niyat and the action is, the more intense would be the niyat. The niyat which is on the left hand side is the niyat of zakat. Well, zakat we are using in the al-ma'na al-lughawi, in the literary meaning of the word. Not al-ma'na al-istilahi, that fiqhi and the technical meaning of the word, which is zakat, which is levied on those nine things, al-ghallat al-arba'a, wal-an'am al-salasa, four kinds of crops, right, and three types of animals, and the gold and silver in the form of coins. So those nine things where zakat is levied, we are not talking about that necessarily only. That is also included, that's also part of the Islamic taxation, but that's not the only misdaq of zakat. Zakat here, we are talking in the literal sense, which means all the taxes. That includes the khums, it includes the fitrah, to be precise. And literally speaking, the word zakat includes all the sadaqat as well. Every sadaqah that you give for the sake of Allah is part of the concept of zakat. But general sadaqat are mustahab. So zakat, is the nur of zakat is on the left hand side. And again, zakat is a very wide concept of Islam, which is not only not restricted to the financial things. It's extremely wide in its scope. Zakat is there for every ni'mat of Allah in the real sense. You know, zakat of Jamal, the hadith says, zakatul Jamal al-ifaf. Zakat and tax of beauty is to have chastity in your character. Zakat of Jamal is chastity. Zakat al-qudrat al-insaf. The tax of power and strength is doing justice and fairness in your behavior. When you gain power, when you gain control over something or someone, the zakat of this power is not to violate the red lines and not to go transgress any limits, but continue to exercise adl and insaf towards everyone. This is zakat of your strength and power. And so, you know, in Islam, you know, we give, the positions are given only to those people who have adl and justice in their character. Because if you don't have justice in your character, then positions always tend to corrupt those who are ready to get corrupted because they are running after the positions. Zakat of shuja'at wal jihad fi sabilillah. Zakat of shuja'at is that you do jihad for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is also a zakat. Zakat al ilm an tu'allimahu ahlahu. Zakat of knowledge is that you give knowledge to the one who deserves to get it, not just to anybody. So for everything, there is a zakat. It's a very wide concept for applying on every ni'mat. You have to pay its tax. So now, all these masadiq of zakat are available. Every level of zakat that you have performed in your life has a nurani shape and surat and form in available. And a person is always muttahid with his amal. We believe that the amal action of a person is always muttahid and unified with the person himself. It doesn't get separated at all. It will always stick. It will always stick with you and will remain with you forever. Nurani or Zulmani, whatever action you perform based on your niyat will be unified with you forever. And so this is zakat. Well, zakat and salat are inseparable in Islam, and several verses of the Holy Quran, Allah is mentioning both of them next to each other. Yuqimuna salata wa yu'tuna zakata. Is that right? So, and one is not, our scholars say in the tafsir that the reason why Allah is mentioning ita'u zakat next to iqamatu salat is because one is not accepted without the other. So the salat that you perform in your life is kept under the arsh of Allah for 1 year until the time of paying zakat arrives. When the person pays his Islamic taxes, which are wajib on him to pay, khums or fitra or zakat, whatever, when person pays his taxes, then your zakat is combined with your salat and together are presented, taken to the arsh of Allah and presented. So zakat and salat are inseparable with each other. We cannot think of getting our salat accepted without paying our financial taxes. So not just that, but also we have this hadith from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajah.
Actually it is from our sixth imam where he says, Hassinu abwalakum bis zakati. That means fortify your finances, your money through zakat. So this is how we are protecting our money. money gets wasted. If you don't give the zakat, this money is without, the hadith says, it's without barakat. At the end of the same hadith, you will learn about another very good point. So the hadith says, "Hassanu amwalakum bizakati wa da'u bardakum bisadaqa," and cure your sick people through sadaqa. So when we have somebody sick in our family, in our friends, we give the sadaqa and seek the cure from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by giving the sadaqa. وَمَا تَلَفَ مَعْلٍ, then Imam al-Sadiq al-Islam said, وَمَا تَلَفَ مَعْلٍ فِي بَرٍ وَلَا بَحْرٍ إِلَّا بِمَنْعِ الزَّكَاةِ. There is no money that got wasted in a dry area or on an ocean, on water, except because of the fact that zakat was not paid. Zakat was stopped. So when we try to become a miser in paying taxes towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we hold on to the amanat of Allah, this divine trust, and that's where we find that the money starts getting wasted and the barakat of the money is removed. So this is the nur of zakat on the left hand side. And the benefit of these nur is that the flames of the fire which may want to reach you from the right hand side are protected by the nur of salat, and the flames of fire which are about to reach the person in the qabr from the left hand side are protected with the nur of the zakat. And likewise, the flames of fire coming from any of those other four sides are protected by those nur which are present on that corner. So each nur is protecting this mu'min from the flame of fire. The nur which is in his front is the nur of the fasting. Well, facing him, like the Prophet has said, As-sawmu junnatun minan nar, fasting is a shield from the hell. This is exactly what the job of the shield is. You hold the shield in front of you to protect yourself from the attack of the enemy. So this fasting that we do for the sake of Allah is a nur which you will find in the form, in a specific form and shape, in front of you. Our great Urufa see their own ibadat in their own lifetime. They not only see their ibadat after their death, but they can see these ibadat in their forms and shapes in their own lifetimes. Every good deed you perform, you recite Surat al-Fatiha, you recite Surat al-Ikhlas, Allah is creating a nur with this amal and action of yours. A nur has been created, and this nur will be with you forever until we waste our amal. That's why we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allahumma ya'al awaqiba umuran akhira. O Allah, make our end result of our life to be khair. Because lots of people are such, they do good deeds, but they waste it through riya. Is that right? Through showing off to others, or other a'mal waste our good deeds. We have several bad deeds which are mentioned in hadith. If you perform those, any of those harams, it will erase the previous good deeds. Just like you have several of the good deeds, if you do, the bad deeds are covered up, takfir sayyi'at, they are covered up and erased. And not just that, but Allah replaces the bad deeds with the good ones, and in some cases multiplies, several folds of the good deeds are written in the place of the bad ones. So fasting is in the front, and the nur of Hajj and Umrah is on the back of the person. As many times as we go for Hajj or Umrah, this nur is found on the back of the person. And if a person separates himself from the worldly attachments and the money, and remembers Allah with the khushu of qalb, this is the kind of nur that he is going to get in that case. The Hajj, nur of Hajj and Umrah will be with him, and this nur of Hajj survives on the person after the Hajj. It remains with him. Malam yulamma bidhanbin. Hadith says, as long as he didn't end up doing a sin. As long as we didn't sin, the nur of Hajj remains with the Hajj. It's there. So it can be seen. So you see, there's a story from Hajj, Sheikh Rajab Ali Khayyat, rahmatullah alayhi, is a great person with whom Imam Sahib al-Zaman and Islam did the mu'jiza and miracle. So he became the hafiz of Quran with the miracle of the Imam. So in Iran, there were people who used to write down khattat. They would write down the Quran, and they used to bring their Quran to him to verify it, because he became the hafiz of Quran with the mu'jiza of the Imam. So people used to bring the Quran to him, and he used to see Quran in the form of nur. So if one ayat is written there, he can see that ayat in the form of nur from far away. So, or if there is a book there on the shelf, it has one ayat of Quran, he can see that one ayat in the form of nur from far away. Quran is nur. We don't see it in the form of nur, again, because of those hijabat that we have on our qalb. That's the batin of the ayat. That's the batin of Quran. So those who are ahlul batin, they can see it, even today. So people used to go to him for asking their hawaij problems. I have this problem in my life. My affairs are stuck. What should I do? I invest in my business. I have no barakat. I lost my job. So and so forth. You know, right? And this person who went to him, he said to him that, "What did you do that I? What big thing you have done today?" And he said, "Well, I didn't do anything." He said, "No, you have done something." Then he started to think. He said, "Yeah, well, see, I am a taxi driver. And what happened is that when I was driving my cab today, I saw a blind person. And I thought to myself, let me help him today. So I let him sit in my car, in the taxi, and I took him to the door of his house. Although the lane was very small, it was hard to drive the car in that small lane. I could have dropped him outside of the lane, but I thought, well, it's difficult to drive, but it's, you know, let me take him. So I drove the car very, carefully into that small lane, and I dropped that blind person right at his door. So Sheikh Rajab Ali Khayyat said to him, "Why are you saying you didn't do anything? This is a big thing. I can see the nur of that action in your qalb." So every ibadat that we perform has a nur which is in sync to the nature of that ibadat. Now, some of the ibadat are very beloved in the eyes of Allah. If you do one of those special priority list, then your nur is also huge. If you do some of the ibadat which are less important, then the nur is also less. So, understanding the tarajih, the priorities in the eyes of Allah, is very important to get higher level of ibadat. So, doing the right ibadat at the right time. This is about the ma'rifatul deen, the ma'rifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Awwalul ilm ma'rifatul jabbar. Didn't Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say that? Awwalul ilm ma'rifatul jabbar. وآخر العلم تفويض الأمر إليه. That's the summary of human life. Prophet says the beginning of knowledge is to have the ma'rifat of Jabbar, that means Allah, and the end of the knowledge, this is the peak of knowledge. End of knowledge is that you submit your affairs to Him. Not everybody can even understand this, and and do this. So those who are doing the tafweed al-amr ilayh, how much nur they have in their qalb, only Allah knows. So we find the nur of Hajj and Umrah. Imam al-Hasan alayhi salam did 15 Hajj, in some narrations 25 Hajj on feet, traveling on foot, and some of the times he had very good horses available next to him. And somebody asked him, why don't you ride the animal instead of walking this like that in the desert? From Medina to Makkah is a long trip in the burning sands of the desert. And Imam Hassan said, I feel embarrassed in front of Allah. That means embarrassed to go to him riding on the animal. So this is how, see, an ibadat that you perform in a nice way, the same ibadat a sinner like me would do, is no comparison with the ibadat that is done in a nicer way. The same ibadat, the same 3 rakats of prayers, if you do in a nicer way, which is more beloved to Allah, will multiply the nur several folds for you. So Imam Hassan alayhi salam did 25 Hajj walking on foot. And so we find this kind of Hajj secures our humanity, insaniyat and taqwa. Just like Imam al-Sajjad al-Islam has displayed between his two fingers to his companion, all those people who are doing the tawaf of Kaaba in the form of khinzir and wolves and pigs and animals, isn't it right? Except very few humans. There are very few who have the taharat. They come with the taharat to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They come with tibun nafs, tayyib and tahir, and with ikhlas. And that's what they get from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Kaaba is markaz of taharat. And the mabda of wahi and tawheed and ikhlas towards Allah. So we find the nur which is at the feet of the person is the nur of Muwasatul Ikhwa al-Mu'mineen, Muwasatul Mu'mineen, the help that we do towards our fellow women, brothers and sisters in the community. Anyone who needs our help, any kind of help. As soon as we know that some woman needs our help, whether he comes to us is not necessary. If he comes to us, this is this is not considered to be the sakha and sakhawat of the person, because a jawad and sakhi is the person who himself finds the mustahak, not allows the mustahak to come to him. That's the haqiqat of sakha, that you go and find who is mustahak. So our Urafa say, if there was no sabr available for the faqir, a sakhi person would have definitely reached him before him coming to the sakhi. So when a faqir comes to the sakhi, it's either A, lack of sabr of the faqir, or B, lack of sakha of that person, lack of the sakhawat of that, one of the two reasons, or both. Because Ahlul Bayt never used to wait for the people to come to them, is that right? Whatever it was in their reach, they were ready to give before anyone asked them. And Imam Ali salam went to support this widow of a shaheed, and he was baking the bread inside the house and reminding him with the flame of that fire in the tanur. He was reminding him of the flames of fire. And this woman didn't know, this widow in Kufa, she didn't know that this is Amir al-Mu'mineen, he's the leader of the faithful. And she was taking care of her baby. And one of the women on the next door neighbors, she came into the house and said, well, you are seeking help from Amir al-Mu'mineen? She was shocked, and she became embarrassed. And but it did not change the behavior of Imam alayhi salam. Imam was obviously doing it for the sake of Allah. So this is how our Imams and their sahawat, and that's how they used to handle these helping of the mu'mineen in a subtle way, in a secret way, without announcing, without telling, without disclosing their shakhsiyat and personality, ignoring their self, totally ignoring their self, because they have fana fillah. Is that right? And higher than fana fillah is liqa'ullah, which is higher than fana fillah. They are in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always. So helping your fellow women brothers, is this nur is says to all the rest of the four, nur of salat and nur of zakat and nur of fasting and nur of hajj and umrah, the nur of the help of the mu'mineen says to these four, you guys help the person, and when you are unable to help, let me know. What does it mean? It means the nur of the help towards your mu'min brothers and sisters is the most shadeed and intense and severe of the nur in the anwar and the qabr. It's more shadeed and severe than the nur of your salat. It is more shadeed and severe than the nur of your taxes or your fasting or hajj. It has more nuraniyat. It has more sawab, and it has more qurbat to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through providing the help to your fellow women brothers and sisters. And when each of those five anwar have introduced themselves, at the end they ask this nur which is on top of the head of the mu'min, who are you? Because the nur on the top of the head of the mu'min in the qabr is the most intense and shadeed nur. So all of those five have introduced themselves, and now they are asking the sixth one. And this sixth one replies back that I am the walayat of Ahlul Bayt. Please say salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
So whoever has the thirst, as my teacher had said in his lesson, whoever has the thirst towards the Ahlul Bayt, he would definitely be resurrected with them. Not just a zahiri apparent claim of the love of Ahlul Bayt. Whoever is really thirsty for the love of Ahlul Bayt, he will get resurrected with them. So before I come to the end of my speech, there is a hadith from Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam where he says to Jabir al-Ju'fi. Jabir al-Ju'fi is one of the great fuqaha, one of the great mutafaqqihin in the time of Imam al-Baqir was Sadiq alayhi salam. And Jabir al-Ju'fi is the one who has narrated 30,000 hadith from Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam. 30,000 hadith, which are the asrar and secrets. So Jabir narrates from Imam al-Baqir, he's not an ordinary person. Jabir al-Ju'fi says that I asked the Imam alayhi salam, لِأَيِّ شَيْءٍ, we are talking about the sixth nur, isn't that right? Sixth nur, which is in the qabr of a mu'min, which is the most intense nur, nur of the walayat. So Jabir is asking the Imam, لِأَيِّ شَيْءٍ يُحْتَاجُ إِلَى النَّبِيِّ وَالْإِمَامِ, why in the world do we stand in need of a prophet and an imam? This is one of our youth, born and raised in America, must understand that why do we cherish and why are we proud over the belief in the walayat of 12 Imams? What did we benefit from believing in it? So Imam alayhi salam says, لِبَقَاءِ الْعَالَمْ عَلَى صَلَاحِهِ, so that the universe survives in its correctness, that means it properly survives. The whole universe will survive properly because of that, in other words. And then Imam says, وَذَلِكَ and that Inna Allah Azza wa Jal يَرْفَعُ الْعَذَابَ عَنْ أَهْلِ الْأَرْضِ إِذَا كَانَ فِيهَا نَبِيٌّ أَوْ إِمَامٌ. Allah removes the punishment from the dwellers of earth if in the earth there is a prophet or the imam. قال الله عز وجل, Allah has said, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَأَنْتَ فِيهِمْ, and Allah is not going to punish them, you know, as long as you are among in them, in other words. وَقَالَ النَّبِيُّ, and then Imam al-Baqir says, the Prophet has said, النُّجُومُ, please pay attention, النُّجُومُ أَمَانٌ لِأَهْلِ السَّمَاءِ وَأَهْلُ بَيْتِي أَمَانٌ لِأَهْلِ الْأَرْضِ. The stars are a protection for the dwellers of heaven, أَهْلُ السَّمَاءِ. وَأَهْلُ بَيْتِي أَمَانٌ لِأَهْلِ الْأَرْضِ, and my Ahlul Bayt are a protection for the dwellers of earth. فَإِذَا ذَهَبَتِ النُّجُومِ أَتَى أَهْلَ السَّمَاءِ مَا يَكْرَهُونَ. If the stars are gone, if the stars were no longer there, the people of heaven would see what they dislike to see. That means it would be a very unpleasant situation, an unpleasant situation for the dwellers of earth. They would be stuck. وَإِذَا ذَهَبَ أَهْلُ بَيْتِي أَتَى أَهْلَ الْأَرْضِ مَا يَكْرَهُونَ. And if my Ahlul Bayt go away, then the people of earth would see what they dislike. يعني obviously, who are Ahlul Bayt, which has been a controversy between different sects, and there are some who have been trying their heart to say that Ahlul Bayt, the term istilah of Ahlul Bayt, means also includes the Azwaj. Is that right? Now my question to your conscience. Prophet has said in his hadith that إِذَا النُّجُومُ أَمَانٌ لِأَهْلِ السَّمَاءِ وَأَهْلِ بَيْتِ أَمَانٌ لِأَهْلِ الْأَرْضِ فَإِذَا ذَهَبَتِ النُّجُومُ أَتَى أَهْلَ السَّمَاءِ مَا يَكْرَهُونَ. وَإِذَا ذَهَبَ أَهْلُ بَيْتِي, if my Ahlul Bayt go away, أَتَى أَهْلَ الْأَرْضِ مَا يَكْرَهُونَ. The people of earth, dwellers of earth, would basically face and see what they dislike. The earth won't survive without it, in other words. So now, if Azwaj were included in the Ahlul Bayt, Azwaj of the Holy Prophet already died. Is that right? Is there any of the Azwaj surviving? Azwaj of Prophet have already died. So this hadith itself is a dalil that Ahlul Bayt does not include the Azwaj. Earth is surviving, isn't it right? It's not devastated. We are still here. We are surviving. So if Azwaj were part of the, if they were the ones who were the Ahlul Bayt, then we would find that the earth would not survive. Azwaj have already gone, they died long time ago. So Azwaj are not part of the Ahlul Bayt. This hadith is also a dalil that at least one member of Ahlul Bayt is still surviving. It is Imam Al-Hujjat ibn al-Hasan al-Mahdi alayhi salatu wa salam wa ajjal Allah ta'ala farajahu al-Sharif. يعني بأهل بيته الأئمة الذين قرن الله عز وجل طاعتهم بطاعته. So Prophet means from Ahlul Bayt the Imams whose obedience Allah has mentioned next to His own obedience. فقال, Allah said, يا أيها الذين آمنوا أطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول وأولي الأمر منكم. So the ita'at and obedience of the Ahlul Bayt is mentioned next to the ita'at and obedience of Allah and His Messenger. وَهُمُ الْمَعْصُومُونَ الْمُطَهَّرُونَ الَّذِينَ لَا يُزْنِبُونَ وَلَا يَعْصَوْنَ. They are the ma'soom and the purified ones who never sin, never do any haram or ma'siyat. وَهُمُ الْمُؤَيَّدُونَ. They are the ones who have the ta'yid and assistance from Allah. الموفقون والمسددون بهم والمسددون بهم يرزق الله عباده وبهم تعمر بلاده. It's through, they are the ones who are the assisted given the tawfiq and help from Allah, and through them Allah provides the rizq and sustenance to His servants and given life to His populations and cities, and through them Allah will bihim yunazzil al-matar, through them Allah is sending down the rain. Well, coming down of the rain is a very significant event. That's what we also mentioned in the Ziyarat al-Jami'ah, is that right? Bihim yunazzil al-qais, is that right? It's through them that Allah sends the rain. This is how this earth survived without rain and water. You don't find the life when it would even rain on earth. So the life is surviving because of them, because of the rain that is coming through them. وَبِهِمْ يُخْرَجَ بَرَكَاتُ الْأَرْضِ, is through them that Allah takes out the barakat of the earth. وَبِهِمْ يُمَهِّلْ أَهْلِ الْمَعَاصِ, it's because of them that Allah is giving the muhlat and chance to the sinners. وَلَا يُعَجِّلَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِالْعُقُوبَ, and Allah is not making haste, not bringing the punishment quickly. بِالْعُقُوبَةِ وَالْعَذَابِ, لَا يُفَارِقُهُمْ رُوحُ الْقُدُسِ وَلَا يُفَارِقُونَهُ, Ruh al-Qudus angel doesn't get separated from them and they don't get separated from him. وَلَا يُفَارِقُونَ الْقُرْآنِ وَلَا يُفَارِقُهُمْ, they don't get separated from the Quran, nor does the Quran get separated from them. صَلَوَاتُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِمْ أَجْمَعِينَ وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَى سَيِّدِنَا وَنَبِيِّنَا مُحَمَّدٍ وَآلِهِ الطَّاهِرِينَ.
اللهم صل على محمد
وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to perform the hasanat and the ibadat, especially these six of the great a'mal, khalisatan li wajh Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to have the tamassuk with the walayat of Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. Allahumma ansur al-Islam wal-Muslimin wa akhzir al-Kuffar wal-Munafiqin. Allahumma ansur man nasar al-Din wa akhzir man khadar al-Muslimin. Allahumma ansur wa ahfaz wa ayyid ulama'an al-Rabbaniyin wa maraji'an al-Rabbaniyin نصيم الولي الفقيه قائد المسلمين. اللهم انصر جيوش المسلمين وعساكر الموحدين. اللهم فك عن الأسراء المسلمين. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى, وعجل في فرج مولانا صاحب الزمان, واجعلنا من أنصاره وأشياعه وأتباعه وأعوانه بجاه محمد وآله الطاهرين. Let's read the آية الكريمة 5 times again for سماحة الشيخ النمر, Allah, who is in the jail of the despotic Saudi puppet regime, for his freedom, and all the usara al-mu'mineen in the jails of zulm, and for all the mu'mineen and mu'minat in the Islamic Ummah. Let's read the ayat al-kareemah 5 times. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan ar-rajim. أَمَّنْ يُجِيبُ الْمُضْطَرَّ إِذَا دَعَاهُ يَكْشِفُ السُّوءَ 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 أَمَّنْ يُجِيبُ الْمُضْطَرَّ إِذَا دَعَاهُ يَكْشِفُ السُّوءَ. اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المؤمنين والمؤمنات, واقض حوائجنا وحوائج المؤمنين والمؤمنات, وفك أسراءنا خاصة هذا الأسير المنذور بجاه محمد وآله الطاهرين.